in the tarot, which we had before. Number from three chaburot, a non-rishain lechalek. So what happened over here was, says Rav Kisk, of course you're referring to a case of mishalosh chaburot, shoshlosha b'nei adam. In other words, each person here came originally from a group that was chayav in zimun. Those groups, now we'll see what happened with those groups, but they all left, came together in this new place. They have a chayav of zimun from before, therefore they can be mezamin together. And that's what the Kiddush of the Mishnah is, shlosha shahachu, that are now ke'achat. Now here there's a big machlokas. What does that mean? Three that ate. Do they need to eat again here? The Beis Yosef suggests that according to this, the Chiddush is that they're mechuyev to eat in order that they should be mitzaref, which I haven't been, what, that's crazy. How could you, chiyev of zimun, be mechayev you to eat something? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So some learn that it's talking about, well, if they did eat. But others learn that it means that the original chiyev, since they were koveya themselves to be together for the zimun, they could be yotzei their original zimun. Because certainly gives you, even though they're different groups. In other words, there's a concept of a generic zimun. Oh, there are those who learn that this is only true if they were in the same hall originally. So there where they had originally been mitzaref at different tables, they could have been mitzaref altogether. And that's why they're not considered to have come from somewhere else. Because otherwise, doesn't zimun demand a tziruf between the three people that you are? Not just the fact that there's a zimun. Okay, again, we'll talk about the verse. It's a very rich sugya for different approaches to what zimun is. On my rather, this is only lo amra the lo agdima hanav liyazman alayah b'du chayim. This is only if the chaburot that they were originally members of, if those chaburot had not been mezamin themselves originally. Now again, how do we learn this? Some learn that they had already, let's say two of the guys needed to go. So they asked him to please answer. He answers. Then he continues eating. Very common situation. Since he already was yotze his chiyav zimun, despite the fact that he ate more, that chiyav zimun covers anything that he, that zimun that he actually answered, covers anything that he eats in his suuda. Therefore, when he comes together now with these three people, even if they ate more, they don't have a nuchi of zimun because it's all part of his seuda, which he was already mezamin on. So then they can't answer each other. Others learn the point over here was they used him to be mezamin. He walked out. So we said before, you call a guy who walks out, so then he can be mitzarev. So summer b'dayik from here, it means he can be mitzarev for you, but not for, he's not going to be yotze, because he doesn't come back. So in other words, you have the ability to say nivarech or kal mishalo, but he will not be yotze, his chiyav zimun, and nonetheless, parak we met with chiyav zimun. Because otherwise, what's the chiddush? It was already yotze with chiyav zimun. So what do I need to know bichlal that he's not mitzarev, that Rabbi should have to tell me? Others learn the case is there were four people. So the three people, he left. The three people completely without him. He had nothing to do with it at all. The three people were Mavarach without him. He was never Yotzi's Chiyav Zimun. But the original Chiyav Zimun in the Mokum where it was had disappeared. Since he can't be Mizami Labat Freya, so how is he going to now use his Chiyav of Zimun? Okay, this is a new approach of Dain Zimun the Mafreya. Okay, again.
In the three bench, where was he?
In the alien spacecraft, of course. Where else?
I mean, he wasn't present when they...
This guy's being chased already through 14 Mesechtas, and you're wondering where he finally is. They got him!
He wasn't present when they...
But he went to the bathroom.
Oh, is that what it was?
I don't know. Maybe.
So prosaic.
I don't know.
For heaven's sake.
So I was comparing the Glazer says it's much more likely than aliens. Right?
We're on the phone. Check his email.
Yeah. There you go.
He left before they bench.
He left before they bench, yeah. the husband, alayu b'dukta, they're doicha this pshat because of the lashon alayu. Alayu means on them. It's mashman that they were there on some levels, at least. Either that they answered mamish and that they went on eating, or that they were outside and they answered. So over there, husband alayu b'dukta, porach zimun minayu. Omar rabba minah minalayu, prove it to you. That once something is broken apart, then all the king's horses and all the king's men are not going to be able to put it together again. Because it's not mitash nignavachetzia, osha avdachetzia, osha chokua achid, oshutafim. You had a bed. This bed now is split in an estate. I mean, things really get bad sometimes in those situations. So what happens is it loses any tumor that's on it because it's considered to be shvir and it can't be a makabel tumor. If you put it back together again, it will be makabel tumor mikan alahaba. But that's all. You don't put it back together again to get your old chiyuv of tumor. So it was tumah before, its tumor isn't restored once it was taken apart. Same thing is true over here. The original chabura, which was all very nice that it created a chiyuv of zimun. It's equivalent to bringing about a state. A state of chiyuv of zimun is similar to a state of tumah. The state having been now removed, you don't establish a state by reconstitution of its parts. And therefore, having once removed the chiyuv of zimun, even though they're not yotzei, so you can't reconstitute it now, just like you can't rebuild this bed. And putting together the pieces of the estate.
Is that the same thing as where there is no kohen for Kriyat Torah? There's no kohen, so Shani would not be elated.
No, that's nispar da chavila is a different idea.
I think we have this problem with at weddings.
At weddings.
People were all here the minyan when they started off.
And then they split into threes.
Or they just, the table.
Right.
The table disappeared.
Most of the washing is also separate. Very few people wait for 10 together.
Yeah, all right. But again, I think it's best to wait for tomorrow for the review, because there's a lot of complicated issues over here about differences between 3 and 10. Is there still remaining, what does Yod say with 3? Is there any remnant of a Chiyav Zimun for 10? That's not at all clear from the sugya. Shtei chaburot that are eating, no, the Braisa adds, in yesh shamash b'nehem shamash mitzarfat. If there's a single shamash, then the shamash could be mitzarif them. Again, the shailis can be mitzarif them to create a chabura, or be mitzarif to create enough of a chibur that could be yotzi with one zima, but not that they could create a chibur of zima. Some compare this to a case, which is very nagi in the Or HaChaim show, to a case where the chazan stays by the door between two rooms. You have part of a minyan in one door, in one room, and part of a minyan in the other room. So then over there is that the chazan could be mitzarifim for a minyan. If that's the case, and they compare the din of the shamish, because the shamish be able to mitzarifim also to create the chiyuv. Okay, that's very interesting issues. Aim of orchim ala yayin, unless you add water. Tan rabbana. Yayin achelona tang letocho mayim, aim of orchim ala borei pri hagefen. First of all, forget about kosher bracha. Can't even say a borei pri hagefen. What you need to say is borei pri ha'etz. Why? Because you never did the, at least the way Tosfos puts, you never did the Malyuta. The whole idea of saying borei pri hagefen is that there was a shinui l'malyuta. There's no shinui l'malyuta because it's not yet drinkable. So this would be the equivalent of grinding up wheat into flour, but never baking the bread. Problem is, when you grind wheat into flour, you say shahako.
Right. Well, it's complicated.
So why over here? There's a lot of discussion on this. Why does the Gemara say when you make borei pri ha'etz?
Because it's nika.
But you are mekalkel it. So now if it's on the way to being processed, so then it should be the same as the flour. The difference between them is that the way the Mefarshim bring it is that the flour that turns into bread is a change in the flour. Whereas the wine that's mixed with water doesn't change the wine at all. It just changes its presentation. So as you're adding something to it, it's a whole different thing. So the etzem shinoi doesn't require any additional work on the wine. It's only the way in which you're going to consume the wine. Therefore, a borei kriya eis it is. It wasn't nishtana ligriyuta. All you need to do now is you add your water. So this was the first just add water in history. Ella borei kriya eis. V'notu v'menu yadayim. What's fascinating, is it says, and you can use it to wash your hands.
The wine.
Now, the question is when it says you could wash it, use it to wash your hands, raises a number of issues. Are we talking about the tilat yadayim for a sa'uda? Is that okay to use wine for the tilat yadayim for sa'uda? Or do you require mayim? After all, I mean, the ramazim and the pasuk are to mayim, specifically. Yadav lo shutav b'mayim is where we learn out in yonim of yadayim from. So that's one question. The other question is, hefsed ochlim? I mean, it's, you know, for royalty, I suppose it's like lighting your cigar with a $50 bill, but do you really want to use wine to wash your hands?
Bathing in champagne, you know.
Possibly by Yehuda, washing the wine. For
a king,
okay.
Yeah, but the shaylas would be yotz, and if that's yadayim, is it considered to be hefsed ochlim?
Could
be mayim achronim. Can you use it for mayim achronim?
One thing's for sure.
All right, so we'll see. The sugya is going to develop this.
If anybody uses wine for mayim achronim, it'll be the mayim achronim there.
You think so?
No.
So that mishnatan the total mayim, but once you put water in it, then mevarchan al varach riagyef. Vein not ligin on the yadayim. Divirably Ezra. At that point, you cannot use it for yadayim because it's no longer mayim. So in other words, Rashi, actually there's many different approaches. Rashi learns, until such time as it's called yayin, it's basically fruit juice. And therefore you can use, it's water.
Oh, we're talking about the non-muzag yayin?
Of course,
what else? After you add the water.
No, it's the same good. Look, it just goes my
shalom.
So once it's called yayin, you need to have water for the tilas yadayim, and therefore yayin is no good. But before that, it's basically water. I am making a berry puree. It's okay, so it's orange juice. But so a fruit juice is the equivalent of mine, according to which you could use Coca-Cola for the
sure.
Tilat yadayim.
Okay?
Huh?
Well,
yeah, sure this would leave your hands pretty sticky, too.
Well, yeah,
some do learn that it's talking about mayim acharonim, or whether it's tam for nikiyut. Yeah, we'll talk about this. But what about the other issue? What about the question of hefsed ochlim? That we'll see. Look, it has a shame of wine even before and therefore you don't use it to wash your hands. Now, kaman also had yom Shmuel ose adam kol tzarachav bepat, and Shmuel who says a person can use bread for whatever he wishes. And he's not chayish, apparently, for the hefsed of the bread. Who would he be going to, according to? Like, he would be going, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is saying you can use wine to wash your hands. And therefore, clearly, he holds that there's no problem of hefsed. Now, the truth is, as Tosis points out, Shmuel himself only said that you can use something, bread, for something else, if the bread won't be mo'us because of it. But if the bread will be mo'us, it's certainly wine is going to be pretty disgusting to drink after somebody used it for the tilat yadayim, then Shmuel wouldn't have agreed. And Tosfos suggests that when it says k'man k'Rabbi Eliezer, that he's not buying into Rabbi Eliezer all the way. But basically, that first nekuda, that the etzem use of ochlin, there's two issues. There's the hefset of the ochlin, there's the bizayon of the ochlin. So in terms of the bizayon of the ochlin, I accept what he says, use it for other things. But to be mafsid mitoch bizayon, that not. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'koshel bracha, when it comes to the koshel bracha, berkat hamazon, or havdalah, or nisuin, ein mevorchin alav ad sh'yiten otocho mayim. That's different, not because of the berkat hayayim, but because of the berkat hamitzvah. My time, Omer Rabbi Yosef, b'ino mitzvah mena mufchar. The point over there is that the whole idea of having a kos is for the chashivut ha-mitzvah. So there we want mitzvah min ha-mukhar. Certainly it's mukhar when it has water. As a matter of fact, Rabbanan l'mayi chazi, what good is wine without water anyway, that they should say that it's wine? It's certainly not going to drink it like that. Amrib Zera, well, it's chazi l'kuraiti. It's certainly usable if you make one of those magic drinks out of it we spoke about, you know, the mixture of, you put in various herbal ingredients and it'll cure you of all that ails you and so on. We had before different approaches. For that you use actual wine, not diluted wine. Snake oil. This stuff works.
Sangria.
Oh, of course.
Sangria, that's right. Tanrabban. Arba'a dvarim ne'amru b'pat. They say four things about handling bread and about being careful not to allow something to happen to the bread. Eimenichin basar chai ala pat. You don't put raw meat on bread. That ruins it. You don't pass a cup of wine over bread because something spills, that ruins it. Ein zorkin et ha-pat. You don't throw a piece of bread across the table. But ein zorkin. Oh, it's such a joke. It has so much change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kohanim do that regularly at Davnei Kavotzi. They'll toss the challah.
Well, let's take a look at our sugya. The ein zorkin et ha-kara b'pat. And you can't use bread to support the pot, because that way if it spills, it will ruin the pot.
Someone tells me that there's a minhag today, when you give out the bread, to put it on the table, not to put it directly in prison people's hands, and they pick it up from the table.
Yeah, but that's a different answer.
Because
avelut. It's a remiss to avelut, which you're mocking the bread into the person's hands, so we allow it to take direction. When you feed Rachmana Litzlan and Ovel, there's an Indian to put it into his hands.
Yeah,
you can't even take it.
So
in order to avoid that implication, we do it with Derech Kavod, that he should take himself. He retains his independence. When you're feeding someone, he loses his independence. Now, Amemar, Marzutra, and Ravashi are sitting around at the table. And Aishila Kamal Tamre Rimoni, they bring these various things. Anyway, Shoko Mazutra Potakamir Ravashi the stun. Mazutra grabs some stuff and throws Ravashi a portion across the table.
Distana
means, says Rashi, it means a portion of meat. It's a presentation of your food. Omarle Lo Savalo Marla Tanya Enzo Kineto Clean. I mean, you know, this is a lot of fun, but
nobody said fruit flies.
What about the dinner not throwing food? So he told him, Marzutra, no, that's only bread. Don't throw bread. Doesn't say don't throw food.
Don't teach this to Marty or kids.
But Tanya Kishem, Shem Zorkin et ha-pat, Kachin Zorkin et ha-tochlin. So Ravashi said, now wait a second, what about the bride? And it says in the same way, you don't throw pot, you don't throw any food. Omar Lehi, well, what about the other bride? Apapi shein zorkinat apat, apal zorkinat oklim, huh? So anything you can bring, I can bring better. Ela lo kasha. Habimidi de mamis, habimidi de lo mamis. Actually, it's clear that we're talking about two different types of things. There's a din of kabot. In terms of a din of kabod, pot demands kabod more than any other oath. There's also a din of hefsek. If you throw a food that is going to become ruined, or not even if it's not ruined, it just will turn people off. We'll see that this refers even to something like nuts, where if they get dirty, there's nothing wrong. You can always open the nut, and the shell protects it. Nonetheless, it's called nimes, because it affects people psychologically. They don't want it. They don't want it. So even that is considered to be a getter of hefsek. So if it's mamis, you can't do it. I'm not throwing you anything that's mamis. Tana Rabbanan, mamshichin yayin betzinorot v'tnei chatan v'tnei kala. You can have fountains of wine flowing up into the air because the wine is collected at the bottom before it's pumped up again. So it's not really hefsek. It's not that this goes up and then it disappears. So you're saying, but aren't we using the wine in the preparation? That's okay. But there's no abseid. It's just showing honor to the guests.
But don't ever get drunk.
You have these bubbly... Sure, well, you have these punch bowls. In which you have the fountains pouring out the punch from on top. It's very... They have a new thing now. They have a chocolate fountain.
How do they do it with
the heated chocolate. This is the latest thing. Heated chocolate. Comes out of a fountain and there's strawberries all around. Everybody takes their strawberry... Puts it on. Oh, come on, man. This is
chocolate on your
shirt. Ah, come on. It's worth it. You take the strawberry, you put it under the hot chocolate, it dries, and while it's still fresh and warm, you eat that coated strawberry.
Sounds a little bit like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Almost? Yeah. How you act
up the soup there.
How do they
matter of fact, Siona is insisting that we order one.
White chocolate. White chocolate. White chocolate.
Actually, there was something on television about dipping carosses in chocolate. Carosses pop for a peso.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Well, won't these Jews come up with next? Vizorkim lifnehem. You're allowed to throw for simen, you know, like confetti. They would throw klayot, vagozim, but only during the summertime or they won't get dirty. But you cannot throw gluskaot, or breads and, you know, Danish and things like that, because that will get ruined.
What's gluskaot?
It's like Danish, sweet, you know, sweet.
It's connected all the pastries of any kind. All sorts of that.
Yeah,
the
word
the glucose,
you
know,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. You cannot throw gluskaot even during the emotachama. Anything soft is disgusting even when it lands on the floor. I mean, it's sticky and so on. So that's considered to be, not because it's a bread, but because it's mimas.
What are we doing? Pasakalas?
Pasakalas, they walk by. You know, everybody
right. Has them all
the rice, like rice. They started throwing them in wrappers or in plastic bags. Because they ended up ruining them.
Mordechai Leo wrote it. Four pesos. But in Achenu Bnei Ashkenaz have to check through their Shtreimlich to see if they have rice, especially for them, he says rice, or grain.
That's nasty. That's really rubbing it in.
Yeah, but why not?
That actually happened. The rice broke away.
He said this.
Why?
Because
of pesos, they found.
Told them to do it. Got something.
Now it's interesting that this sugya leads fascinatingly directly to a shaila of brachas, because the question is, what happens if you put something in your mouth, forgot to make a bracha, but if you take it out of your mouth, it's moved.
That's right.
Oh, and you're back to ask it off with again. So what do we do? Oh, Amar of Yudah, Shachach v'chniso chlin l'toch piv v'lo bracha. Guy forgot to make a bracha, put food into his mouth. What does he do? Misalkam etzad echad. Put it in the corner of your mouth, and your what we call melo l'mouth, the sheer blowing up a cheek. And you put it in your cheek. And then bimavarech. Tanya. So one brisa says, Tadechada bol'an. One brisa says, first swallow without a bracha. Vetanya aida pol'tan. The other brisa says, to spit it out. Vetanya aida misalkan. We've got three different approaches. You're supposed to push it inside your mouth, swallow it, or spit it out. Lokash. Hadatanya bol'an b'mashkin. Now you're not exactly going to be able to make a bracha with your mouth full of wine. So that's talking about mashkin. Hadatanya pultan. That's talking about midid alo mamis. Something, you put a hard candy in your mouth. You take out the hard candy, make a bracha, put the hard candy back in. It won't be ma'us. That's what it says, bisalkan. That's talking about something which once you take it out of your mouth, then it's not going to be eaten again. So let's talk about the mini, the mummies. So wait a second. If we're talking about something that isn't going to be mos, I mean, isn't it more polite to leave it in your mouth, be basalik to the tzad? I mean, if that's an eitzah anyway, then why take it out of your mouth, even if it's not mamis? So, bidi below mamis, mami basalkin al tzadachad, why don't you put it on the side of your mouth and say a bracha like that? Tirgabar of Yitzchak Kaskisa, Kameh the Rabbi Yezi bar Rabbi Mishmeh the Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Shneemar, Yemale Pi Tehilatecha. My mouth should be filled with your Tehilat, Tehilatecha. And therefore, I can't fill my mouth, but part of it is red hot. And that's it.